We are called co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. We are out of control. We have lost control. Our airlocks are threatened by cosmic rays, invasions from the wounded galaxies, by the ectoplasmic reaches of pure enthusiasm and the soul's erection of joy. Our portholes dodge with the mind-eating acids that corrode and the perspex shields of vision. Our computers have gone crazy and we are in need of electrotherapy. Our fuel tanks scream of explosion, taste and scent bones and messages of peace from long-lost Earth. We are all co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. Soul brothers in the coma, we have lost control. Co-pilots of Spaceship Earth. Cosmic data and heliceness. Experts in astral travel, tune into the void. Switch all channels through the void and fill your heads with peace and fire your flesh rockets with the fuel of love, the liquid fuel of love, and let us ride together. Let us ride together on orgasmic engines to the stars. Let us all ride together. Let us all drive together. Let us all take off together. Let us all fly together. Let us all get back on course together. Let's get this ship together. The balance of Spaceship Earth. Let's get back on course.
The liquid frequency test. We'll be right back.
Jefferson Airplane from the Long John Silver record here on the Liquid Frequency Test. One called Alexander the Medium. Hey, welcome to the show. Happy Monday and all that. Got some Captain Beefheart for you right now. Here's Alice in Blunderland.
Thank you. the corner and I'm doing fine. Shooting at the birds on the telephone line. Picking them off with this gun of mine. I gotta find my belly, find my head. Gonna hide, I hide till I'm dead. Sister Sue, short and stout. She didn't grow up, she grew out. Mama thinks she's pretty and she's being kind. Papa thinks she's lovely and he's half blind. Don't let her out much except at night. I don't care, cause I'm alright. Oh, the sun shines bright on our old Kentucky home. And the young folks lay on the floor. Gene, he's big and mean, don't have much to say. He had a little woman that he whooped each day, and now she's gone away. He got drunk last night, kicked mama down the stairs. I'm alright, and I don't care. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the young folks lay on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright.
Dog Night for you here on the Liquid Frequency Test. One from the record Seven Separate Fools. That was My Old Kentucky Home. Captain Beefheart before that from the Spotlight Kid. Weird Alice in Blunderland. Got Bob Weir now here for you from the Ace record. Cassidy.
I've seen where the wolf is left by the silver stream. He left you were in his dream. Oh, child of countless dreams. Oh, child of boundless seas. What you are, what you're meant to be. Speaks his name, though you were born to me. Born to me. Lost now on the country miles in his Cadillac. I can tell by the way his smile is rolling back. Come wash the nighttime clean. Come grow the scorched ground green. Blow the horn, tap the tambourine. The gap of the dark years in between you and me, Cassidy. Quick beats in an icy heart. A catch roll draws a coffin pot. There he goes, and now here she stops. Hear her cry. Do, 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 do. Light up the sleeper. Do, 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 do. Scattered like lost words.
Thank you.
Jerry Garcia from the Dead. Yeah, from Solar Record, and that was The Wheel. We had Bob Weir also from The Grateful Dead before that, from his Solar Record, and Cassidy. Both of those come out earlier this year. Pretty cool stuff. All right, we have one more before the news break. There's Blind Faith and Sea of Joy.
Follow the shadows of the
All right. Blind Faith and Sea of Joy here on the Liquid Frequency Test. All right. Looking for something to do on a Monday. Tonight over at the Keystone, great blind blues singer Sonny Terry along with Brownie McGee. Yeah, go check it out. I'm going to head on over there after the show. It's right here on KRAG, so don't go anywhere. We got the news for you, and it's coming right up in about 10 or so seconds here. As soon as it pops up on the feed here, something going on with all this crazy, ridiculous political drama. All right, we'll be right back in just a bit.
Good evening. I'm Howard K. Smith in Washington. Harry Reasoner's on assignment. These are tonight's headlines. Senator Eagleton says Senator McGovern is 100% behind him in his decision to remain in the race for vice president. Senator McGovern accuses President Nixon of deceiving the American people by holding out hope for a negotiated peace in Vietnam. The State Department says U.S. bombs have hit 12 dikes in North Vietnam, but damage was minor. And a strike by 42,000 longshoremen shuts down all major British ports. Purely from the point of view of public identification, the Democratic vice presidential candidate is rapidly becoming as well known as the party's presidential candidate. The nation's newest top-ranked celebrity has returned from Hawaii to California, apparently doubly determined to remain the vice presidential candidate. ABC's Bill Zimmerman is with him.
No longer any doubt that Tom Eagleton is now a household word.
How do you spell Eagleton? Spell it.
E-A-G-L-E-A-G-L-E-A-G-L-E.
Right. Eagle with a tongue on it.
Thank you very much. Let's give it to old me. How about that?
And there is no longer any doubt that Tom Eagleton intends to stay on the Democratic ticket. If anything, the comments and editorials suggesting he withdraw and the rumors and innuendos have redoubled his determination.
We're a very sophisticated country, thank God. And we're not going to let a Jack Anderson or somebody else drive politicians who've devoted their entire life to public service to drive them out of office. I'm not quitting. I'm not getting out. We're going to win this election, and I'm going to be the next vice president of the United States.
I'm not leaning, tilting, inclined toward bowing out. Quite to the contrary. I am about as determined as one human being can be determined that I'm going to stay in this race. And when Anderson's statement yesterday that would go right to the depth of my political competence and scar me and my family, no, you're not going to get me out of this race. So, never. So I'm pretty confident. I mean that. I'm not cocky. I'm not arrogant, but I'm confident that the public's with me and they're going to stay with me. And I'm going to stay with them.
Along with the brickbats, Eagleton has received sympathy and support during the past couple of days. He got an emotional endorsement from the Retail Clerks Convention in Honolulu yesterday, and he got calls from well-wishers today, including Senators Mike Mansfield and Ted Kennedy. Eagleton now clearly feels he can ride it out, and he says by Labor Day, though Tom Eagleton will still be a household word, he will not be the predominant issue in this campaign. Bill Zimmerman, ABC News, with the Eagleton campaign in San Francisco.
Senator Eagleton is said to be considering a national broadcast on television to state his case directly to the public. While Eagleton seems more confident of his position today, there's still continuing pressure for him to quit. The New York Times called on him to step down, saying he was, quote, grievously at fault for not telling Senator McGovern in advance about his medical history. Within the Democratic Party, there are continued rumblings about the problem of keeping Eagleton on the ticket, as ABC's Sam Donaldson reports.
McGovern headquarters in Washington looks happy on the surface, but the senator's top staff men are deeply worried about the Eagleton affair. They are hearing privately from many old-line Democrats that Eagleton should be replaced. And a few of McGovern's most ardent supporters are saying it publicly. One of them is the Democratic leader in Queens County, New York, Matthew Troy.
Well, I had assumed that it would happen today, but now I believe it won't because of Jack Anderson's charges. I think it would be folly to believe that he would get out under this kind of a cloud. I think you'll see probably by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week that Tom Eagleton will resign, regardless of what Senator McGovern asks him to stay on or not, because I think he's one of the... He would solve a lot of problems with the regular organization, or Pat Lucey, the governor of Wisconsin, or Sergeant Shriver, or Kevin White, the mayor of Boston. I think any one of the four would fulfill what I'd like to see in a vice president.
Henry Kimmelman is McGovern's finance chairman. He says many contributors support Eagleton completely, but there are some with doubts.
Well, there are a certain number of contributors and past contributors who feel at this point that Senator Eagleton would be detrimental to the ticket. I think the interesting thing is that I've been able to, even with those who seem to have some strong feelings, explain that Senator McGovern has taken a position that his political judgment so far has been right, and I think they ought to go along with his judgment on the matter, and we haven't had anybody ask for their money back.
I understand that at least in one instance, a large contributor has stopped payment on a check. The sum was $65,000. Is that correct?
Well, there was this payment stopped on a check, Sam, but that was completely unrelated to the Eagleton matter. Really.
If Eagleton is eventually replaced, it will almost certainly require Eagleton's cooperation. As one McGovern lieutenant put it, George McGovern must not appear to be ruthless. If it comes to that, Eagleton must announce an unequivocal withdrawal, and McGovern must accept it with deep regret. Sam Donaldson, ABC News, Washington.
For years, musicians have tried to recreate the sound of a live performance. They improved the records, invented stereo, but nothing gave you the feeling of being there until now. Now there's discreet four-channel sound. Introducing Series 44 from Panasonic. There are other kinds of four-channel systems, but they don't separate sound into four distinct parts. A discrete system like Panasonic's does. Now a musician can put just rhythm on one speaker, French horns on another, trumpets on a third, violins on a fourth, so you feel right inside the music. Panasonic systems play four-channel tapes and records. They also improve the sound of stereo tapes, records, and radio. Discrete four-channel sound. Series 44 from Panasonic. Just slightly ahead of our time. Valvoline Motor Oil is the choice of men who care the most about cars. The pros. At Indy. On drag strips. And on road race courses. More professional drivers rely on Valvoline than any other brand. You can rely on Valvoline for your car, too. It's the motor oil for the man who really cares about his car. Valvoline. A product of Ashland Oil, a growing worldwide company.
Hi, Hank. Shaving close for your big close-up, huh?
Yep.
Well, don't cut yourself.
Sam, I don't have to cut myself to shave close. This is the Track 2, the two-bladed razor from Gillette. The blades are recessed, so it's safer.
Recessed? Then how come it shaves so close?
Because when the first blade shaves your whisker, it stretches it out from the skin. And before it can snap all the way back, the second blade can shave it again, closer.
What if I went back again with my one-blade razor?
The whisker snaps back too fast.
Gee, that's a great shave.
And that's not even my good side.
The Gillette Track.
Ooh, all right. Gotta cut that off, man. All right, we got one here for you from David Crosby and Graham Nash. And it's from their self-titled duo record here that they did together. This one's going to be called Whole Cloth, I think, if I got the needle in the right spot on the turntable here. All right, we'll be right back.
On what do you base your life, my friend? Can you see around the bend? Can you see on what star do you take your sight? On a cold and blowing night, alone. Alone. got to be clearer than air for me. Cause you see, I can't see me, no. You know that lately I've read, we were lying, all of us lying, just making it up, yeah, cutting it out of whole cloth, yeah.
from the newest Rolling Stones record, Exile on Main Street. That was called Torn and Frayed. And we had Crosby and Nash with a Whole Cloth before that one. Got one for you now from Pure Prairie League. This one's called Tears.
Farther down.
New Riders of the Purple Sage from the Power Glide record in Lochinvar there. Pure Prairie League also with Tears. Hey man, we're out of here. We're going to play one for you though. It's got In the Door. It's a new live double record here from the band. And an intro here for you. See you next time.
Try something tonight that we've never done before, and we'd like to bring out the best horn men in New York to help us do it. Would you welcome Howard Johnson, Snooky Young, Joe Farrell, Earl McIntyre, and J.D. Perrin. Would you give them a big hand here? Thank you.